The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, he said to his companions, do you know the similitude of your family, wealth, and your actions? And the companion said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla and his messenger know better. This was, alhamdulillah, the love and the respect that the companions had, that whenever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked a question, then really the companions, even if they knew the answer, they would always, out of love and respect, they said, Allah and his Rasul know better, let them answer. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your similitude and the similitude of your family, wealth, and actions is like the one person who has three brothers. And when the time of death approaches, he calls all of his three brothers and he says to them one by one, you are witnessing my state. Tell me, what can you do for me? And he replies, what I can do for you is that I can take care of you, stay with you, and fulfill your needs when you die. I will bathe you, shroud you, and join you with the people to carry your funeral bier on my shoulders, and sometimes on another person's shoulders. When we return after burying you and someone asks about you, I will only mention good things about you in front of them. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in reality, this brother is like his family. After saying this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions, what are your thoughts regarding this person? And they said that we do not see any good in him, we cannot see any benefit in him. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again then goes to the second brother and he says to him that you are also witnessing my state. Tell me what you can do for me. And he replies that I will remain with you until you are alive. As soon as you leave this world, we will go our separate ways, because you will reach the grave and I will remain in the world. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in reality, this brother is that person's wealth. And he said, what are your thoughts regarding this person? And the companion said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we do not consider him to be good either. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that man then says to his third brother, no doubt you are witnessing my state also. Tell me, what can you do for me? So he consoles him and he says, my brother, I will remain with you, even in the grave, and I will save you from worrying. When the day of recompense comes, when the day of judgment comes, I will sit in your scales and I will make it heavy for you. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are the good deeds. What are your thoughts about him? And the companion said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a very good friend. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the reality. This is the reality, viewers of my channel. And so two things are given so much importance in this dunya nowadays. We give our family and we give our wealth so much importance. And what I'm saying to you, viewers of my channel, is that our family and our wealth, things for our family, we sacrifice so much. We stay up at night, we put extra time in, overtime, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, all of this extra work that we put in. And that wealth, to safeguard that wealth, to make more wealth, to invest that wealth, we're looking for opportunities to increase that wealth. We give so much to that. Now, I'm not saying to you, viewers of my channel, that we shouldn't. We're not saying it's a bad thing to give time to your family. We're not saying it's a bad thing to earn wealth. But at the same time, viewers of my channel, this other thing, the third thing that we need to focus on, the third thing that we need to benefit us in our dark and lonely grave, are our good deeds. So yes, give time to family. Yes, give time to increasing your wealth. But what about those good deeds? And we've heard from the example of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that your family, when the time of death comes, yes, they will bathe you. Yes, they will shroud you. Yes, they will carry to your grave. But after that, they will walk away from the grave. Yes, if you have left pious offspring, then inshallah, they'll do dua for you. Your wealth, as soon as you pass away, as soon as you close your eyes for that final time, your wealth is distributed. The people of the family, they want the inheritance and they're looking at the shares and they've already, you may be already on your deathbed, you may be alive. Yes, you may be still be alive and your relatives, your inheritors, your children, they're already calculating, well, my share is going to be this much, my share is going to be this much. And they're already working in their head of how they're going to spend that money. You've not even passed away yet that wealth is being distributed in their minds. And as soon as you pass away, that wealth is distributed and you have nothing from it. But your good deeds, viewers of my channel, your actions, they will stay with you. They will go with you in your dark and lonely grave. They will protect you in your dark and lonely grave. And on the day of judgment, inshallah, azawajal, there will be a benefit for you. So from this, viewers of my channel, you can ask yourself, who is the most fortunate person? Is he the most fortunate person who has the high status family, who people admire his family, look up to his family? As soon as they hear his name, they hear the name of that family, they look up and think, wow, what a great family is he? Or is it that person that has so much wealth, that as soon as they mention his name, they know that, oh yeah, he's such a rich person. He has a big house, he has a big car. Or is the fortunate person that person who, when he dies and he enters his dark and lonely graves, his good deeds surround him, his good deeds protect him, his good deeds push away the punishment of the grave. And on the day of judgment, them good deeds come and weigh on the scale and enable that person to enter paradise.